Big thanks to Mr. Erskine's students for introducing our penultimate program of 2011. I'm Carl Azuz, and you're in store for 10 minutes of commercial-free headlines starting right now. First up, President Obama has two words for American troops who've been serving in Iraq. Welcome home. That was his message during a visit to North Carolina's Fort Bragg yesterday. As we've reported, the war in Iraq is officially over. Almost all U.S. military personnel will be out of that country by the end of this year, though about 16,000 U.S. officials and contractors will remain in Iraq. The President and First Lady Michelle Obama praised the efforts and sacrifices of the men and women who served in Iraq and their families. President Obama said the fact that the U.S. forces sacrificed so much for people they'd never met is an example of what makes Americans special. He also said Iraq will continue to deal with challenges. Some of these are being faced by Iraqi Christians right now. Around 97% of Iraqis are Muslim, but there's a small Christian community there. And Michael Holmes explains why that community could face more threats now than it did before.
Christmas approaches and Iraqi Christians pray for peace, goodwill, and that they'll make it till next Christmas alive. Outside, police and church security on high alert. Being a Christian in Iraq is enough to cost you your life.
It is a time actually for celebrations and for being very happy because Christ is coming actually to our life, to our churches, to our country. But we are afraid. We are afraid of attacks.
The war here has done the Christian community no favors at all. Saddam Hussein, of course, often brutally, kept the lid on extremists, and Christians here benefited from that. Those who would have wanted to do them harm could not. Well, that, of course, has now all changed.
I was kidnapped in 2006 from my church.
Father Saad Sirabhana was held by Muslim extremists for 28 days.
Did you think you would die?
Yes. Yes, and sometimes, actually. That's right.
Hundreds of other Christians have died. Throughout the war, dozens of churches have been bombed, priests and parishioners abducted, the homes of the faithful attacked. Last year in October, the worst attack so far. Gunmen stormed a Baghdad church, taking the congregation hostage and detonating bombs. More than 50 worshippers died. Back at St. Joseph's, Father Sirabhana says there'll be a Christmas tree inside this year, no decorations outside. He says that would be inviting trouble to a church that's already received its most recent threat just this month. Today, the faithful came regardless, defiantly celebrating their religion, while acknowledging it could come with a heavy price. Michael Holmes, CNN, Baghdad.